This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, this is Delphina Correa from Be Made Whole and the John Maxwell team. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about how you can put your dream to the test. The series is based on John Maxwell's book, Put Your Dream to the Test. We went over 10 questions that you could, that you should ask yourself in pursuit of your dream. First, to identify the dream and also to pursue your dream. And we dealt with a lot of mindsets and different points that are that will help you to move closer to your dream. If you'd like to get those questions, you're welcome to listen on Radio K Pulpit on the podcast. It is there on the podcast's section on the website. Or you can go to my website, bemadewhole.co.za. And on my blog, you will find those podcasts as well. So today, we're going to round up this series, and we're going to talk about breakthroughs that build your dream. As I said last week, I'm going to tell you the story of John Maxwell's journey to where he is living his dream today. Many of you will know John Maxwell. He's probably the leadership, top leadership expert in the world, very well known in the business world and in the Christian world. And this story is given so that it will stimulate thought in your mind, so that it will stimulate and it will encourage you to pursue your dream. I would say we could call a breakthrough an event that molds you inwardly and moves you outwardly in a forward direction. Breakthroughs would change us and they move us closer to our dream. So here's John Maxwell's journey and the breakthroughs that actually built his dream. So in 1971, John Maxwell started his career. His first area of his career was in the pastoral field. And he pastored his first church. He began pastoring it. And one of the first sermons he did was a series, one of the first series that he did was stewardship. And he gave this series to his church, and it really benefited the people immensely. So he shared it with other pastors that he knew, pastor friends of his. And they took it to their churches, and this really helped the people in their church. And John realized that he had the ability to help people in a very practical way to get better. And this is when his dream was born. The dream to add value to others. But John realized that he needed some help. So in 1971, he had his first breakthrough, which he calls the groundbreaker. This breakthrough encouraged him to start. While meeting with someone, John found out that he needed a personal growth plan. He had to improve himself on a daily basis. He needed to add value to himself before he could begin adding value to others. So this was his groundbreaker. He added value to himself. This was the personal growth plan that he adopted to add value to himself. 1971. Then in 1976, he had his second breakthrough, 5 years later. That was the icebreaker. This encouraged him to share with others. In 1976, he heard God say to him that he would have a ministry with pastors and leaders. John believed that God would open the doors that are needed if it was a God thing. That very same week, he received two opportunities to speak to pastors about how he grew his church, about leadership. And he found out that he could add value to leaders. 1982 was the third breakthrough, that he calls the windbreaker. This encouraged him to stand. What happened in 1982? Well, someone came to see him that he didn't know at all, a stranger. And this man said that God told him to pray for John as an intercessor and to get others to pray for him too. He joined the church, John's church, and he developed prayer partners who got a prayer strategy going that right in the church, that with people who would be always praying for John. Now others started adding value to him. 1985 was the next breakthrough, and that he calls the Cloudbreaker. This encouraged him to see. In 1985, he was talking to Bill Bright. Some of you might remember Bill Bright. He was the producer of the Jesus film in the 80s that became very well known. So John was sitting with Bill Bright, and he was telling Bill about this huge $35 to $40 million church move that he was busy with. He was busy doing it. They had to move to bigger premises. And he was telling Bill Bright about this huge project he was doing. After he finished telling his whole story, then Bill Bright told him about winning the world for Jesus through the Jesus film that he was about to release. And John says he had to get over himself. He realized how small his vision was compared to Mr. Bright. Suddenly, he went up higher and he could see more clearly that there's a bigger picture than what he was doing. He saw the bigger picture. That was a breakthrough. 1995, he had another breakthrough, which he calls the tiebreaker. This encouraged him to serve. Up until this time, John will admit that he was not good at serving. And at this time in his life, he was about to leave the church and he was going international with speaking and writing. He was moving into the business field, into the business world, with his message on leadership. He left all his legacies behind, and he basically started from scratch. Then God showed him to pick 10 leaders to serve them as long as he could, and to add value to them. So he got his list of 10. Today, he says, at the time he told the story, he said that he still has a list of 10 leaders who he serves. The names have changed, but there are still 10. He was now adding value to very specific leaders. Can you see how the dream is constantly being refined with each breakthrough? With each breakthrough, it gets more specific and it gets clearer. 1996 was the next breakthrough that he calls the chart breaker. This encouraged him to soar. Take a look at this breakthrough. It's a little bit different. It didn't start off well, but it ended well. So this chart breakthrough that he had took his dream to a whole nother level. He started an organization called Equip. Equip was started. You can Google Equip. You'll find it online. You can just Google Equip John Maxwell and you'll see it. He started it to train leaders internationally. So he sent out a whole lot of partnership letters to these many organizations all around the world and offering to train their leaders for free. And in the first six months, he only got 2 replies from all those organizations that he offered training to. So he thought, something must be wrong. So he decided to call some of those organizations just to ask them a few questions and try to figure out what was missing. And then he found out what it was. It was too good to be true to them, and they didn't believe that someone would want to train their leaders without asking for anything in return. Of course, when they realized that John didn't want to take anything from them at all, suddenly the whole thing began to cascade. He contacted the other organizations, and the minute they got the clear picture that he wasn't trying to get something from them, he was trying to bless them and give them something, suddenly the whole thing just exploded. At the time that he's telling the story, it's probably more by now, and the time he told the story is a few years ago. At the time of telling the story, they were training leaders in 100 organizations all around the world. Now, he was adding value to leaders who were multiplying value to their leaders. 1998 was the next breakthrough that he calls the heartbreaker, and this encouraged him to stop. You know, dreams are always fun in the beginning, But somewhere in the journey, you're going to have a heartbreak. And for John, it was literally a heart attack. He was 51 years old, way too young for a heart attack. He had to stop and he had to reprioritize himself. You see, he was so busy chasing his dream that he had neglected his health. And it got to the point of the heart attack. Now he had to get back to adding value to himself. Today, he's living the eighth breakthrough that he calls the record breaker. And this encourages him to smile. He says, today, he would just like to do what he does better. Adding more value to people. I want to quote what he said about the life that he's living now. He said, after years of trying to make my dream, I have now discovered that my dream made me. Instead of gloating about my dream, I'm grateful for my dream. It's a whole different perspective. Never did I think I would speak to United Nations, West Point, Promise Keepers. These are all international organizations, by the way. Never did I think I would speak to the Martin Luther King family or at the Billy Graham 50th anniversary, his 50th wedding anniversary. Never did I think I would meet privately with leaders of nations. Never, never, never was that on my dream list. I just wanted to add value to others. And then he says, this is at the time of telling this his story. He says, it's more by now. He says, I've just passed 16 million books. That's in sales, books that he sold. Then he continues, when God gives you a dream, he will also provide the breakthroughs that you need. I am living my dream. Can you see how John's dream was all about others? It was never about himself. I want to just recap the breakthrough journey in a nutshell. Let's just go from the first one. 1971 was the groundbreaker where he realized he had to add value to himself. 1976 was the icebreaker when he found out that he could add value to leaders. Number three was the windbreaker when others started adding value to him. Number four, that was 1982. 1985 was the fourth one, the cloudbreaker. That's when he began to see a bigger picture. Breakthrough number five was in 1995, the tiebreaker. He was now adding value to very specific leaders. 1996 was the chartbreaker, where he began adding value to leaders who were multiplying value to their leaders. 1998 was the heartbreaker, where he got back to adding value to himself. And today is the record breaker, where he is living his dream. You know, if it can happen for John, it can happen for you. I want to encourage you to pursue your dream and to live your dream and to do everything you can to reach your dream. You can get there. And maybe you've had some of these types of breakthroughs. Maybe it's good to just write down a few things on the path that you've been on. You might have had some breakthroughs that you haven't recognized. It's good to recognize where you have your breakthroughs, the turning points in your life, the point times in your life that really pushed you forward closer to your dream. And keep on looking for more breakthroughs. Keep on with the breakthroughs. You will eventually reach your dream. And that concludes the series on putting your dream to the test. This is Delfina Correa from Be Made Whole and the John Maxwell team. I wish you all of the best in pursuing your dream. I believe in your dream coming to pass. I believe that you can make it happen. Keep on pursuing your dream and never, never, never quit on your dream. If you want to know more about what I do, you're welcome to visit my website, bemadewhole.co.za. There you will find all the books that I've written that you're welcome to download. There's also the John Maxwell courses that I'm licensed to teach, as well as my own personal development course. Thank you very much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.